You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Welcome to episode 26 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up is Amber Azalea's Small Talk with Phantom. That was Phantom from Amber Azalea's Small Talk. Next up is El Quasar's Uncovered. The tune is Ennio and Condon featuring Mamani Keita Cheikh Tidane Sek.
Eh, viens. On va aller retrouver les enfants dans la forêt pour faire la bonne musique. Et tu sais, on peut être trahi par tout le monde, mais sauf les enfants. Nous sommes tous les enfants. Nous sommes tous les enfants. Nous sommes tous les surtout les orphelins. J'aime bien aider parce que moi j'étais orpheline à l'âge de 6 ans. C'est pas facile. Et puis, comment je vais nous faire à demi-se nous demain, à demi-se nous demain, par la tiens mon bas de Noël, Anya Takikaba, c'est à leur tour maintenant. Nous, on a été aidés par nos parents, il faut que nous aussi, on aide nos enfants. Bon. Musique de Masera, on me dit que c'est ça.
Now I'd like to comment on SFU athletics at this time. On July 2nd, the Red Leafs track and field program announced two recruits on the SFU athletics website, as they recruited 800-meter runner Yale O'Connor and thrower Lawrence Mann. Yale O'Connor, who originally hails from Halifax, Nova Scotia, ran his personal best at 153.94 in 800 meters as a University of Victoria Vike, as he joins SFU as a university transfer for the fall 2025 season. Lawrence Mann, who hails from Richmond, is a star hammer thrower who graduated from J.N. Burnett Secondary School as he hurled his personal best 5 meters in the 6 kilogram hammer at the BC High School Championships. On July 5th, Madison Groff, who competes with the Red Leafs women's wrestling, won a gold for Canada in the Spain Grand Prix. Let me see if there are any more updates, especially regarding SFU wrestlers. Just a minute, please. No, Wrestling Canada Lutte, let me just see. There's no update for SFU wrestlers from the Spain Grand Prix today.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will mention news and scores from the Premier Division between June 30th and today. On June 30th, the North Shore Twins edged the Wally Chiefs 2-1 at Surrey's Wally Stadium. Four games were on tap for July 2nd, including a doubleheader. The Victoria Eagles shaded the host North Island Royals 2-1, 4-3 for a sweep at Parksville's Inuit Wallace Field, while the visitors Langley Blaze doubled up the White Rock Tritons 6-3 at Salisbury Athletic Park, and the Abbotsford Cardinals soared over the host North Shore Twins 13-0 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. On July 3rd, the visitors Langley bested the Coquitlam Reds 8-6 at Mundy Park, and the host North Shore grounded the UBC Thunder 12-3 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. On July 4th, the White Rock Tritons tweeted that its senior Walter Cocatello, a right-handed pitcher, committed to Parrish Community College, located in Bossier City, Louisiana. And competes in the NJCAA Division I, which the BCPBL also tweeted on the same day. Five doubleheaders were on tap for July 5th. The visitors Okanagan Athletics edged the Mid-Island Pirates 3-2, who looted Okanagan 11-2 in Game 2 for a split at Nanaimo's Rocksman. Langley blitzed the host UBC 10-0, 12-2 for a sweep at UBC's Tourmaline West Stadium. Wally deep-sixed the Victoria Mariners 7-0, followed by a 2-0 win for a sweep at Surrey's Wally Stadium. The host Victoria Eagles tripled up the Abbotsford Cardinals, who quad-damaged the Eagles 4-1 for a split at Saanich's Lambrick Park. And the White Rock Tritons crowned the visitors North Island Royals 14-8, 7-2 for a sweep at South Surrey Athletic Park. Six doubleheaders are on tap today. Let me take a look. It'll just take... hopefully less than a minute. The 10 teams mentioned yesterday, I believe, will be in action today as well. But I will find out. I'll be finding out very, very soon. Okay, so... Oh, well. One game is already final. The Okanagan Athletics shut out the Mid-Island Pirates 6-0 at Nanaimo's Soroxman, with the Abbotsford Cardinals and Victoria Eagles and Victoria Mariners at Wally Chiefs being tied at zeros. Abbotsford at Victoria Eagles are at Saanich's Lambrick Park, while the Victoria Mariners and the Wally Chiefs are at Surrey's Wally Stadium. In the South Surrey Athletic Park, the White Rock Tritons are up 1-0 on the North Island Royals. As for the rest, the Mid-Island Pirates will be playing the Okanagan Athletics, also in the Nanaimo's Rocksman Stadium, at 10:30. The UBC Thunder will be playing the Coquitlam Reds at Coquitlam's Monday Park at 11. The North Shore Twins will be at Langley to play the Blaze at McLeod Park. The White Rock Tritons will be playing Game 2 against the North Island Royals at South Surrey Athletic Park, slated for 12:30. The Victoria Eagles will be playing Game 2 against the Abbotsford Cardinals at Saanich's Lambrick scheduled at 12:30. The Wally Chiefs and Victoria Mariners will also play their Game 2 at 12:30 in Surrey's Wally Stadium. The UBC Thunder against the Coquitlam Reds Game 2 will be at 1:30 at Coquitlam's Monday Park. The North Shore Twins and Langley Blaze will play their Game 2 at 2:30 in Langley's McLeod Park.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Sorry for the technical blunder during the last PSA. That was because I was trying to move the next PSA I want to play into the song queue, and Cerrado just broke. Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 31-5 and have won 6 in a row. The North Shore Twins are 2nd at 30 and 8. The Abbotsford Cardinals are 3rd at 24 and 13. The Wally Chiefs are 4th at 20 and 15. The Victoria Eagles are 5th at 23 and 18. The Mid-Island Pirates are 6th at 21 and 18. The UBC Thunder are 7th at 21 and 20, but have lost 5 in a row. And the Okanagan Athletics are 8th at 22 and 21. From what I understand, top 8 teams make the playoffs, which will happen later this month. And the rest, the Delta Blue Jays are 9th at 19 and 21. The Victoria Mariners are 10th at 14 and 27. The North Island Royals are 11th at 11 and 27, but have lost 13 in a row. The White Rock Tritons are also tied for 11th at 11 and 27, and the Coquitlam Reds are last at 5 and 32.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The third act was supposed to close out my last show, Eddie Carey and Sarah Samples' Lanterns in the Dark, Songs of Comfort and Lullabies. Here is Time After Time.
Turn to gray, watching through.
The fourth band is Brandon Lopez and Doyen Kim's CGG with I, with one. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of episode 26 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a report on the Northwest League, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Rockaway's Southern Border. The tune is A Love Song for Zoe.
Miracle of life played on the TV. Attenborough shared what others can't see. The radio offered background. About all we could lose. And I sat down to write a love song for Zoe. I sang it as loud as I could for as long as I can. I sat down to write a love song for Zoe. As loud as I could for as long as I can.